Geometric shapes within a spinning orb give way to a logo. Radius TWC. Hands scoop wet sand into mounds. A shovel shapes them into two stylized bees. A wave washes over them, and words appear underneath. Big Beach.
Every year I blow out my candles and I make the same wish. I wish I was a boy.
A close view shows pavement and a crouched figure skateboarding.
I was raised in New York by my mom. My mom's mom. And my mom's mom's girlfriend. My friends thought it was so cool. But all I ever wanted was normal.
We look down at the asphalt as it rapidly speeds by. The skateboard passes over yellow lane markings. Aiming a cell phone, the skateboarder zigzags among traffic through the city. The traveling teenager's long shadow moves over a concrete barrier. Wearing a shapeless brown jacket, knit cap, and yellow boots, the skateboarder maneuvers among pedestrians. A title appears, Three Generations. We glimpse the skateboarder's short red hair and delicate features. In a room, the teen idly pushes the skateboard back and forth. Our view travels past three other pairs of fidgeting legs, all crossed. The teen, a woman with strawberry blonde hair, and two older women face a man at a desk.
It's been a long time, and here we are. There is absolutely nothing to worry about. So, there will be weight gain. Fat is fluid, and it'll move from the hip area to the front of the belly. Facial hair and hair growth on your chest and your arms, that'll happen pretty fast. Your breasts will not go away. That requires surgery. And the great news is you will see a drop in your menstrual cycle.
Thank God.
Periods have never been easy on young men.
It's been hard on her. Him. Us. It's been really hard on us.
Of course, the T, it's the testosterone element to the hormone therapy, that'll put a stop to them, pretty much. And since Ray is 16, here is the parental consent form, which will need to be signed.
The strawberry blonde takes the document titled Gender Dysphoria Treatment. In a hallway, the three women walk with Ray.
What about trying something alternative?
What, like acupuncture? We'll see you at home, Mom.
The redheaded older woman shrugs.
What did I say?
The bespectacled older woman puts her arm around her. In a taxi, Ray unwraps a piece of gum and puts it in his mouth. His strawberry blonde mother watches him, then looks ahead. Ray blows bubbles with the gum as he stares distantly out the window. Later, a doorman opens the taxi's door and smiles at the teen.
Hi, John.
Hey, Ramona. How are you?
Ray, remember?
Where are you going?
I'm supposed to be at Taylor's.
Ray drops his skateboard to the street and rides off.
Be back in an hour and 50 minutes. Please.
Inside, Ray's mother ascends a narrow, winding staircase. In a large home, she takes off her scarf and approaches a kitchen. Behind her, a flight of wooden stairs leads up. She sets down her bag and pulls out a pack of cigarettes. She takes one out, then searches for a lighter and tries to ignite it. With the unlit cigarette in her mouth, she fans herself with the pamphlet.
Hot flashes will get you every time. I am so glad I'm over those.
I'm not having a hot flash, Mel. I'm having an anxiety attack.
I thought you quit.
I have.
Oh, good. Here, will you hold this a minute?
What is this?
Mags takes the bag.
It's a dead mouse. Found it in the hallway.
Oh, my God.
Trying to find something to bury in it. It seems so harsh to just, you know, throw it into the trash.
She empties a tea box.
Ah, this'll do.
Don't you have tea in your own house?
This is all my house.
Later.
I wasn't saying that you can't cook. Yes, I'm just saying it.
Pack it with soap.
What are you talking about? I'm just concerning yourself with whether it's organic enough or not.
Looking at sheet music, Ray grins.
Don't start, Mom.
Did you think I was undermining her? Franny doesn't think I was undermining her.
I have an announcement.
Go for it, babe.
Mags's mom uncorks a bottle.
I don't like vegetables anymore. I feel like I have to eat them.
You do have to eat them. You know, she got tired of vegetables, too.
Dodo, when you managed George Russell, did Bill Evans play here, too?
They all played here except for Monk because he was allergic to our dogs.
I miss Mr. Pepper.
I do, too. I love that dog.
I couldn't stand that dog. You two are so alike. You should have been her mother.
What does it say that you married your daughter?
The expression is that you marry your father, not your... Okay, in this case, I guess I married my mother.
Except you didn't marry me.
Because we're old school and we didn't feel the need. But you know what else they say? They say you turn into your mother.
Ray steps away from the table.
Have another drink, Mom.
Well, thank you.
Can you take your plate, please?
Ray, can you ask to be excused?
Can I be excused?
Yes.
What did you take? What?
You should take his plate.
In another room, Ray sets the sheet music on a piano.
Ray, come get your plate.
I got this.
He plays while glancing at the music. At the dining table, Dodo shakes her head.
Why can't she just be a lesbian?
Because she's not a lesbian, Mom. She's a boy.
But she's a person who likes girls. That could be a boy or a lesbian, and she's still getting her period, so I vote lesbian.
He's still getting his period.
Napkin.
All right, I'm staying out of this. But I don't understand why we're in such a hurry. Franny agrees with me on this.
No, but I am staying out of it.
Franny steps away.
All right, I'm sorry. It just feels like mutilation to me.
I thought you said you were going to stay out of it.
Franny has been fighting against female genital mutilation, so you'll back me up on this, won't you, hon?
This is not helpful. You can't take things out of context.
He needs to be at least 6 months into the hormones before he changes schools, okay?
Franny sits beside Dodo.
Why does he want to change schools?
Because he wants a conventional experience.
Then just be a normal lesbian.
I can hear you.
Good, join the conversation.
I just want to be normal. In a regular school. I just want to try it. So you want to try being gay.
Well, why is normal the goal all of a sudden? What about being authentic?
Authentic is what he wants to be.
Ray shrugs. Mags looks at her mother expectantly. Dodo searches for words.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
In a bathroom, Ray removes his flannel shirt and t-shirt. An elastic bandage wrapped around his chest conceals his breasts. Standing before the mirror, he removes the bandage's metal clips. Passing the bandage from one hand to the other, Ray unwraps it from around himself. He looks at himself in the mirror and swallows hard. Alone in the dining room, Dodo drinks from a glass and shakes her head. In another room, Mag sits on a bed. She flattens the medical form atop a book titled Animalium. In the top field of the form, she writes the name Ramona Bennett. She checks a box labeled female, then takes a deep breath and stares off. Later, Mags and Ray lie on the bed with the TV on. Mags draws on a tablet and Ray texts on his phone. A tuft of armpit hair peeks out from his sleeveless t-shirt. They both put down their devices.
Did you sign the papers?
You mean since we got home this afternoon? No.
Because that's the whole point of me switching schools and stuff.
I know, but it's only February, honey.
It takes 3 months to kick in.
Mags faces her son.
We agreed to take it slow, right? I'm proud of you. And?
She squeezes his cheeks.
I'm proud of you, too.
She makes a silly face, then kisses his cheek.
That's so gay.
Don't use that word.
I'm reappropriating it.
You can't reappropriate a word that doesn't apply to you.
I'm a boy with tits. I can reappropriate whatever I want.
Daytime. Outside, Ray's short red hair rustles in the breeze as he glides forward. Now wearing his knit cap and brown jacket, he aims his cell phone's camera as he skateboards. Our traveling view emerges from a tunnel, and birds scatter from trees. We take in the underside of a bridge stretching across a river. In a bustling auditorium, Ray stands at a piano near a blonde girl and a boy with glasses.
I can't make it to basketball tryouts tonight.
Have you got a date?
No, I don't. It's not about that. Are you going to try out, Ray?
I'm too small.
No, you're not.
Did she go here?
I'm too small. That's what they say, at least. I can't wait to leave this school.
Another boy follows Ray.
I'll miss you.
We live in the same city. We'll always be tight.
Can you tell Miss Inslee I'm going to be late for math?
In the hallway, Ray walks through a doorway, dodging other students. He passes the men's and the women's restrooms. A poster on the wall between them reads, "Conserve Humanity." At an intersection, Ray crosses a street. In a restaurant, he approaches a door labeled toilet and tries the knob, then waits impatiently. In a small, crowded waiting room, Mag stands from her seat.
Next!
She holds a folder as she shuffles past people.
Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, excuse me.
She cuts in front of a woman.
Just a second. I've been here a really long time, and I just have a quick question.
You have to wait your turn.
Well, I'm not filing a complaint or anything. I just wanted to get in touch personally with the man who used to pay child support for my kid.
Call this number, and the appropriate department can assist you.
Oh, but I came all the way down here, so...
You have to call the number, ma'am.
The employee goes back to work.
Okay, so what department is that exactly?
The complaint department.
But I don't have a complaint.
You're complaining a lot for someone without a complaint.
Okay, listen, I just need the information for Craig Walker. That's all I need.
Sitting in the back of a taxi, Mags gazes out the window, her eyes glistening. Birds fly past tall city buildings. Eating a cookie, Mags passes an iron fence.
Maggie! Hey!
She accidentally gets chocolate on her upper lip.
How are you?
Oh, hey! Hey, Jake!
She walks to a door.
Now's not a good time.
You look great!
Likewise.
A man steps outside.
Hey. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. See ya.
Mags goes in and shuts the door.
Got a little schmutz.
Ray sits on the stairs.
Where were you? You were supposed to meet me at group.
I can't relate to anyone there. They're all freaks.
Oh, I can't do this on my own.
Ray stares, and Mags walks up the steps past him.
What? You got some shit all over your face.
In the bathroom, Mags holds a phone.
Yeah, okay. So what about in the circumstances in which there's only one active parent involved?
She wipes her face. Ray stands outside the door.
But there aren't two parents.
Mom?
Yeah, just a second, honey. I'll be right there.
So, would you need proof if he's dead?
Can we just have one?
Mom, who's dead?
Because, you know, who knows? He maybe is dead.
His name is Craig Walker. I tried. I went to the DSS. I have an old address and number.
We haven't spoken in years. And, you know, he's just not a part of our lives or this decision.
I really don't understand why people have secret conversations in the bathroom. It's the most echoey room in the house.
You know what? I'm going to get back to you. You've been so helpful. Thank you very much.
Are you waiting for the bathroom?
Who are you talking to? Who's dead?
Nobody. But a girl can dream.
Mags pats Ray's head as she walks off. Nighttime.
Mags? You up there? Mags, are you up there?
In her mother's townhouse, Mags paints cartoon animals. Dodo steps into the room doorway.
Can you knock occasionally?
Hiding under my roof is not going to solve anything. You still live with your mother.
Please, Mom, I have a deadline.
Something's got to change.
Things are changing.
A lot of shit is changing.
Did you sign the forms?
No.
Having second thoughts?
No. Yes. I don't know. She's 16. God. And I don't know anything about boys or men. It's not like I had any role models.
You had me. Whatever happened.
I don't want a boyfriend.
Dodo rolls her eyes.
Wow, you're too old to use that word anyway.
She walks off, then returns.
You know what, Mags? It's time. Live a little.
In an apartment, Mags lies in bed beside Jake. She stares at the ceiling while he sleeps. Mags sits up on the edge of the bed and picks up her pants.
What's it like having a penis?
What?
Is it great or, blah, not great?
It's great. Yeah, it's great.
You don't wish it was more organized or contained? I don't mean, do you wish you had a vagina? I just mean the penis itself. Do you wish it was more, neat or in there?
In there?
Yeah, like put away.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
No, but I also don't really want one. Yours is fine. It's good. Yours is good. But not for me. To keep. You know, I really should go. Thanks for having me.
She dresses.
Are you okay? Or?
Looking back, she heaves her shoulders, then leaves. On a rooftop, Ray grimaces as he does sit-ups. His youthful face glistens with sweat, and he does bicep curls. Inside, Mag sits at the bottom of a spiral staircase. She eats ice cream as Dodo organizes things atop the piano.
Do you think I can fake the signature? Will they even check? This doesn't taste like coconut.
It's vanilla almond.
Then why are there coconuts all over the container?
Because it's made with coconut milk. It's better for you.
Well, I don't want better for me. I'm miserable.
On the roof, Ray blows a gum bubble, then shakes his head.
Look, I think you're afraid of finding Craig.
He rubs his slender arms.
He just might be on board with this.
Inside.
If you're not going to comfort people with words, you should keep real ice cream in the house.
All I'm saying is maybe you really don't want him to sign it, because if he signs it, then you're going to have to sign the papers.
Stop trying to turn your views into my views.
I'm not. I'm just saying they're not that different. They might be similar.
No,
they're not that different.
They're very different. About this, about Ray, and about what is and what is not ice cream.
Ray records himself.
Still ate it.
I'm actually pretty excited because I gained 5 pounds these past 2 weeks. And yeah, I mean, I'm also excited about how my chest is building up. I think it looks pretty good. No more ace bandages. Got it. I'm counting down the weeks until I start tea. Today is a good day.
Ray stares at painted numbers and letters on a wall.
10 weeks. And 9, 8.
At a skate park, young people do tricks on their boards. Ray notices a smiling, wavy-haired girl who sits on the sidelines. He gazes at her.
Lola Johnson.
His friends from school sit near him.
She is pretty as hell. Definitely a virgin.
How can you tell?
It's obvious. I could do that if I wanted to.
I'd never go out with her.
She liked me.
I know that for sure.
It's like you have a clue. Me, I'm blessed. She only like big dudes.
Ray looks away, his smile fading. On a city sidewalk, he marches with his hands plunged in his pockets. A video clip shows Ray walking with the wavy-haired girl, Lola. At home, he uses editing software to arrange clips of Lola and of himself gazing at his reflection. Wearing headphones, he bobs his head as he taps on the small keyboard of an audio sampler.
Always.
He touches his throat.
Be by your side.
His mom walks in.
What? I said, how was your day?
Kind of depends on whether or not you signed the papers.
Oh, can we talk about it later?
Just because you're the parent doesn't mean that you get to decide when we can talk about things.
Well, actually it does, because I'm the only parent, and I'm dealing with this shit for two.
So I'm shit now.
Oh, please, Ray, come on. You know that's not what I meant.
No, it's fine. Because that's how I feel. I feel like shit. Or worse than shit.
I get to swear if I'm having a shitty day. You're the kid. You get to take it out on the parent if you're having a shitty day. And you're doing a pretty great job
not
without...
Not having a shitty day, Mom. I'm having a shitty existence.
He glares.
Come on, Ray.
Leaning on the kitchen counter, Mags hangs her head.
Are you having second thoughts?
She looks up at him. Ray slams his laptop shut. He pulls a cable out of his sampler and tucks it under his arm with a notebook.
We agreed to take this slow. What can I do to make it better? Tell me.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to be proud of me.
He pushes past her.
Where are you going? Ray?
Mags peers down the spiral stairwell as Ray descends the many flights.
Ray!
Outside, Ray holds a steady gaze as he skateboards. He travels across a bright pink footbridge beside a highway. In the townhouse, Mags and her mother go through childhood photos of Ray. In some, Ray wears dresses.
Oh, my baby. What a sweetheart.
Dodo picks up a snapshot.
But to think that I spent my whole life working so women could have control over their bodies, and now I have to call my granddaughter he.
Mag smiles at baby photos. Ray continues skateboarding. Alternating glimpses show the pink railings of the footbridge and a painted blue wall. The images give way to yellow lane dividers on a road. Now a roving view shows graffiti in an alley.
Ray!
A boy with a group of girls approaches.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Hey, just leave him alone.
Come on, girl.
He blocks Ray's path. In Dodo's townhouse.
So you have to have different albums for everything.
Yeah, it helps to distinguish the Ray days from the Ramona days.
How about pink for before she defected?
It didn't defect. I'm ignoring you. Let's just do public albums.
Blue.
And private albums.
Oh, private albums blue. No, private albums pink, public albums blue.
A photo shows two men and young Ray.
Oh, this is very private one. Look at that. Used to have a lot of boyfriends, sometimes all at the same time.
You can't make jokes out of my mistakes.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do with mistakes.
Your own mistakes. You make jokes out of your own mistakes. Like, remember the time you thought you were straight and you married my father? Hilarious.
I never thought I was straight. I was just pretending.
Near buildings, Ray sits on a long concrete bench.
I don't think you should jeopardize Ray's circumstances just because you're afraid to face your own demons.
I went to the DSS.
That's not the same as going to see Craig.
Ray sniffs and flips his bangs. He twirls a skateboard with his hand. In the townhouse, chalk words cover black walls near the stairs. Colored markings form a height chart on a door frame. In another room, Mag scratches her head and stares distantly. At night, Ray arrives home with a black eye. He takes off his coat. Checking his injury in a mirror, he wipes tears from his eyes. He enters the piano room.
Do you have any ice?
Is that a black eye?
Oh my God!
Here,
sweetie,
sit down.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
are you
okay?
What happened?
Here, you can have my eyes.
Here.
Oh, I swallowed it. I'm sorry.
Aren't you supposed to use steak?
What do you mean? I want to eat red meat.
The ice cream. Get the ice cream.
I ate it all.
I thought you hated that.
Peas. I think you can use frozen peas.
Who eats frozen peas anymore?
I'm kidding.
Wow, good shiner. I haven't been this close to a black eye in years.
Mags puts raw poultry on his eye.
Oh, well.
Chickens just like steak.
Oh my God, it isn't. See,
and
this
that's
little...
not chicken, that's Cornish hen.
Exactly, this anyway. Little wing is in her eye.
Are you in pain? Can you see?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Okay? Uh-huh. It was just some kids. They wanted my phone.
Oh my God, you were mugged?
No, Mom, it was some school kids.
From your school?
No, a school, but like... Kids,
you guys
okay?
Keep it together? Come on.
But there's a can on it.
Look,
careful not to get the rosemary in your eye.
Why? Is it bad for you?
No, it's just pointy.
Did they get it?
He shows his phone.
All right, that's my gal.
Yeah, I lost my shoe.
Oh, no. Was that dinner?
That was dinner.
On a street.
This really makes me not want to be seen with you.
Well, that only makes me want to be sure you're seen.
Can we just go home?
Mags aims a flashlight.
Cities don't get dark.
Yeah, well, this isn't for seeing. It's for hitting in case those kids come back.
Well, those are the kids you're sending her to school with.
Yeah, well, you sent me to public school.
That was before the sexualization of everything.
For a lesbian, you're pretty judgmental.
Well, having sex with women doesn't mean you're open-minded. It just means you're happy.
I don't know why you had to come.
This is worse than the part of the night when I got punched.
Is that it?
Where?
Right there.
Yep, that's it.
Ray's yellow boot hangs from a fire escape.
How do we do this?
There.
Okay.
Dodo tries to lasso her scarf around the bottom rung of the fire escape's ladder.
Can we just go home?
Mags tugs on a plank of a wooden pallet. She presses it against the fire escape's bottom rung. The ladder slides down.
Whoa.
Dodo climbs it.
Wait, hold this.
I got it.
Wait, what? What are you doing, Mom?
I'm getting the shoe.
I really don't think it's
legal
to climb
two strangers' fire escape.
Well, I don't think it's legal to steal someone's shoe. Are you okay, Mom?
Yeah.
You see?
Yes.
We got this.
She's amazing.
She walks past a window.
No. See, my granddaughter, she got mugged and they took her shoe.
So watch television or something and survive.
Dodo tosses down the boot and Ray catches it. At home, Ray and Mags watch cell phone videos on Ray's laptop.
When I was little, my mom always wanted me to be a princess.
Yo, Ray! Hey, you a girl or a boy, huh? Show me a dick, girl.
The bully pushes Ray, who throws him against a wall and knees him. They fall to the ground and the bully grabs Ray's leg. Kicking him away, Ray hurries off.
Are you running too, faggot?
Daytime. At home, Mag stares off.
When I was little, my mom always wanted me to be princess or Cinderella, but I wanted to be a race car driver. An astronaut or a cowboy.
In Ray's room, a strip of light shines on the numbers, letters, and phrases painted in black on the wall. Ray sleeps in bed. More light shines in as Mags enters. She crawls beside her son. She covers him with the blanket and strokes his hair. Settling in, she drapes an arm over him and shuts her eyes. In her own bedroom, Mag stares distantly, then drops her gaze. Later, she walks into a car rental shop. She drives a hatchback across a bridge away from the city. On a balcony, Dodo smokes, her feet propped on the railing. She wears a shawl draped around her shoulders and a light breeze rustles her hair. Franny joins her and Dodo stubs out her cigarette.
I thought you'd given up.
She shows a lotto ticket.
I won $10. My lucky day.
Well, dinner's on you then.
Did you have the tart?
Dodo drops her gaze.
Not yet.
You want me to? I will. You just open your mouth and words come out and then things are said and it's over.
I will. I will. She was in a mood. I didn't want to do it when she was in a mood.
She's always in a mood. We all are.
I'm never in a mood.
No. You're just difficult.
In Ray's room.
His. He. Him. Me. Boy.
I want to be your boyfriend.
He watches video clips of himself, Lola, and his friends. A painted phrase on his wall reads, "Pray for love, for enough time, for energy and stamina." Ray zips up his backpack. He checks his bruised eye, then smiles. At school, Lola approaches him.
Hey, Ray. Heard you got into a fight.
It wasn't a big deal.
Was it a guy who hit you?
Couple of guys.
Well, I think you're really brave.
Ray smiles.
Elaine beating up on a girl, right?
His grin fades.
Well, I got class. I'll see you later.
With a pained expression, Ray stays behind. In her parked rental car, Mag stares out the window. Trees surround a large modern home with wood paneling and many windows. A truck and a child's wheeled cart sit in the driveway. Mags cautiously approaches, peering through the window as she rings the bell. A dark-haired woman carrying a baby slides open the door.
I think I have the wrong house.
Can I help you?
Well, actually, I was looking for someone. Does he live here? Does Craig Walker live here?
Are you like a lawyer or something?
No. Who are you?
I'm Cinda Walker.
Mags's mouth hangs open. In a kitchen, she fidgets with a child's toy. A man faces her.
A boy?
Yes, a boy.
For how long?
Years. 5, 6 years. It's gotten more intense as he's grown into himself, into a person, an articulate person.
Craig puts a water pitcher back in the fridge.
Well, what if it gets better?
Well, it's not a thing that gets better because it's not bad. It just is. Well, you know, we've been through therapy together on this, years of therapy. I've talked to a million people.
Doctors?
Yes, of course, doctors.
You know, she never wore dresses. You said it didn't matter.
This isn't about wearing dresses. It's not a choice. It's not a whim. Ray sees himself. His vagina is just not a part of him. It's like a mean trick.
Reviewing the medical papers, Craig stares at her.
There are risks. They're serious risks.
I know.
She may not be able to get pregnant. What if she changes her mind?
What if he commits suicide?
They lock eyes.
This is a lot. I mean, come on. Look, you want me to sign it? I, you know. Look, is there a pamphlet or something, for Christ's sake?
Yes, there's a pamphlet. hundreds of pamphlets and websites and support groups and message boards.
I want to be informed.
Well, it's too late to be informed. I didn't come here to just catch you up on the last 10 years of his life.
I don't know how you think I'm supposed to know what to do here.
You don't have to know. This is just a bullshit formality because you're named on the birth certificate.
My being named on the birth certificate means I have certain rights, and I have the right to make an informed choice.
No, I'm making the informed choice. You don't ever get to make an informed decision because you weren't there. You weren't there for the school meetings, for the tantrums, for the birthdays, the skin knees, the discovery of sarcasm, or anything
I'm
else.
I'm taking Zoe to the yard.
Okay.
Mags paces the kitchen.
Look, there is no Ramona anymore. It's just Ray. Now, I went through losing my daughter all by myself, and I will be raising my son exactly the same by myself. So if you could just please...
Why weren't we together? Just ask yourself why. Why, Maggie?
No, I didn't come here to talk about us. Nobody cares about us. You've certainly moved on, and I definitely think Simba doesn't care about us.
Simba.
She's definitely moved on, and so is your adorable
baby. Can't just show up at my house, infringe on my family, and expect me to do something I don't even know if I agree with.
You shouldn't have come here. I should have just faked your death certificate.
Outside, Mags approaches her rental car.
Sign it myself.
She climbs in. Searching through her purse, she pulls out the medical form. She crumples it and tosses it into the back seat. Mags reaches for her seatbelt. She drives away. The balled-up form sits in the otherwise empty back seat. It rolls from one side of the car to the other, and then back again. It finally comes to rest in the seat behind the driver. Shadows of vehicles streak around the top corner of a building. The townhouse front door opens. We peer down the winding stairwell as Mags ascends.
Ray?
She leans against the railing for support.
Ray?
She struggles.
Oh, God.
She trudges through an open doorway and up more steps. Arriving at the top, she crawls across the floor and collapses on her belly. A garden hose lies beneath her. Stretching into the kitchen, the hose connects to a faucet. Carrying the other end of the hose, Dodo comes downstairs.
Oh, it's you. All right. Stay there. Don't move. Let me unhook this. Oh, shit. What, have you been exercising? How did it go?
Really? You're asking me that when I'm on the floor?
So when is expected?
No, it's not what I expected, actually.
Well, it's what I expected.
I love this conversation.
You didn't really think it would go smoothly, did you?
He didn't sign the papers, and he has a perfect baby girl and a pretty young wife who's named after an elephant or something.
Well, you had a perfect baby girl.
Dodo?
Franny ascends the stairs.
There you are.
She steps over Mags's legs.
I've been at the UN all day arguing with a lot of men
about female circumcision. Couldn't write it. And look what they gave me.
She holds a male fertility statue.
What am I going to do with this? I can't even re-gift it. Oh, sorry. I'd ask how it went, but you're lying on the floor.
Thanks for asking, better mom.
Are you very upset? We still love you. She said that, right? That we still love you.
Well, I hope so.
Of course, we want you here. We want
Dodo motions to stop.
We want you to come over all the time.
Where else would I be?
Dodo hangs her head.
Oh, I don't know. Wherever you go when you're not here. You know?
I didn't have the conversation because she was on the floor.
How am I to know she wasn't on the floor because of the talk?
What talk?
We have to talk.
They gather on the balcony.
Okay. So,
Sitting by Franny, Dodo fidgets.
We were thinking since Ray's going to public school next year...
Which is definitely happening, right?
And you won't be paying all that artsy-fartsy tuition.
We don't mean artsy-fartsy in a bad way.
All right, I'm going to handle this, okay? That maybe you could redirect some of those funds to your own apartment. Not attached to your mother's apartment.
Mag stares at them.
You're breaking up with me? Now?
No. No. We're breaking out into the world.
You're breaking up with me.
Sweetie, it's time.
So who's going to take care of you when you're old?
We're going to pay someone.
That's really selfish.
A train passes on an elevated track. A video featuring Ray plays on a laptop.
You know, I've been going to the same deli since I was 10. There is one that's closer, but I like this one. The guy there always says, "Thank you, little man."
Mags gazes off with glistening eyes. Later, she lies on her bed with the laptop open.
Mom!
Ray approaches.
Mom! Mm. Are you watching Chaz Bono videos again?
No.
Mag shuts her laptop.
Ray?
Not now, Mom.
He enters his room. Our view slowly lowers from the sky to the rooftop, where Ray works out using a dumbbell. He wears a knit cap, a tank top, and shorts. The teenager lifts the dumbbell behind his head, grimacing as he works his triceps. Inside, Mags lounges in a chair, her gaze distant. She holds a book titled Transgender Child. Ray struggles to remove a compression sports bra. He drops it on his bed and puts on a tank top. Walking through an open doorway, he joins his mom in her room. Mags looks at her phone. Ray climbs onto the bed, and Mags sets down her drink.
Okay,
Ray watches her intently as she shifts in her armchair.
Dodo and Honey have asked us to move out.
Really?
But it has nothing to do with anything. They love you.
I want to live somewhere else. Don't you? I want to be with, like, different neighbors and stuff. Neighbors, like, wouldn't have met me when I was 7 wearing a dress. I want to start over. I get to start tea. I get to stop feeling like someone in between.
He jumps up.
We're doing it, Mom. We're really doing it.
With a smile, Mags watches him jump on the bed. She throws a pillow, and Ray catches it and throws it back. In slow motion, the excited teen continues to jump, smiling widely. Mags' expression turns thoughtful as she watches him. Daytime. On a tree-lined road, a minivan pulls to a stop. Through the trees, we view Craig's large wood-paneled house. In the van, Mags folds the wrinkled medical form. Setting it down, she looks ahead. She starts to get out of the car, but stops and stares. Up the road, a scruffy man joins Craig, who gets out of the passenger side of a Walker Construction pickup truck. Mags climbs back into the van. The two men walk toward her. Eyeing them, she puts on her seatbelt. Her seat slowly reclines.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go. Oh, God.
Ducking down, she almost hits the scruffy man.
Hey!
She passes.
Shit!
She hits the truck.
Holy shit!
Are you serious?
Hey! Have you?
She drives off.
Hey!
in a vacant apartment.
Right when it's all coming together. Bam, there he is. Just as I'm about to get the whole thing signed, or not signed, but nearly signed, and there he is. Why? Why was Matthew there?
Maybe because he was visiting his brother.
Yeah, well, obviously, but oh God, the whole thing is just so complicated. Maybe it's happening for a reason. But why does it have to take so long?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to show you around as efficiently as possible. You saw the kitchen appliances, yes?
It's just such a monumental decision. Oh, God. Honestly, I think Ray is the only good decision I've ever made. And if we go through with this, does that make me the best mother on the planet or the worst?
Franny watches Mags.
Do you remember we were going to name him Cole if he was a boy? And now she is a boy, and his name is Ray, like a truck driver or something?
I know a lot of Rays who are not truck drivers.
What if he turns around one day with a full beard and says, Mom, I made a mistake?
At home, Mags paints. Ray watches videos.
Wait, do we really have to do this now, Ray? Am I scared?
You were always fidgety, and everything was always sticky or stuffy or itchy.
I said you're not coming out with us until you put the dress on.
I thought you were a boy.
Dad wanted a boy, of course. And then they said you were a girl. I was surprised. You were all boy.
Words on the video read, my mom. Ray sits in the dark kitchen watching.
I said stay in your room until you put the dress on. You took out your scissors and you just cut it up. You'd cut the stupid dress to pieces. Regrets? Yeah, I have regrets.
Sitting alone, Mag smokes. Later, she walks down a city street. In the kitchen, Ray looks through photos on his phone showing Lola. His mom tidies up.
There's been a problem with the papers.
Ray looks over.
Your father has to sign them.
Okay.
But he won't.
Why does he care? He hasn't seen me since I was basically a baby. Make him sign it.
It's complicated.
Uncomplicated.
Okay, so honey suggested that you emancipate yourself from us. Me and your father, I mean. And that would mean that you get to make all your own decisions. And I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
Can you stop making my problems into your problems? I'm not starting a new school in this body. I'm just not.
Maybe they'd make an exception. Maybe you could switch mid-year.
I'm done with being an upset. I'm...
With a wearied expression, Mag slumps. Ray's eyes glisten as his chin trembles. A close view shows Ray's moving skateboard, then his boots. We follow close beside his face as he glides ahead, the breeze rustling his red hair. In his room, he buttons his flannel shirt. A view of the neighboring roof pulls back through Ray's window. The teenager runs hair clippers over the top of his head. A lock of red hair falls onto the counter. A small mirror sits near the window in front of Ray. The teen runs a hand over his shorter hair and shakes his head. A close view shows loose strands dotting his brow. Ray stares ahead intently. Later, he enters Max's bedroom and steps to the cluttered work table. He runs a hand through his shortened hair as he flips through an address book. Ray pulls out his phone and holds it over a page. Searching a stack of papers, he finds the wrinkled medical form. He folds it up and sticks it in his pocket. Gazing off, he smiles faintly. A roving view passes a rural parking lot filled with cars and school buses. Ray leans his head against a train window. Later, he steps to the doors. On a road, a close view shows his yellow boots as he walks. He blows a gum bubble as he faces Craig's house. Rocking their baby, Cinda stands at the large windows. Ray approaches the door as a boy opens it.
Hi. I'm looking for Craig Walker.
Mom, it's for Craig Walker.
That's Daddy Bug. Who is it?
Who is it?
Can I help you?
Ray hesitates to speak.
Oop.
Craig smiles.
It's Ramona.
Craig studies the short-haired teen.
Ramona?
Ray, actually.
Come on in.
Ray steps inside. He looks out a large window.
Cinda, this is Ramona.
Ray,
right.
Cinda sits with the boy and a girl.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
I doubt it, but that's nice of you to say.
Cinda looks down uneasily. Craig approaches Ray.
Here.
He ushers the teen down a set of stairs. They enter a large living room with windowed walls and a view of the woods. Ray looks around with an unsmiling expression, then sets his backpack on a sofa.
So I have siblings.
Sort of.
Half siblings, whatever.
Yeah, they're great kids.
Craig sits in a chair. Ray takes a seat on the sofa facing him.
It would have been nice to know. So just in case you do that again, like leave your family and start a new one, you should tell this family about the old one.
I didn't leave my family.
I feel pretty left.
I didn't leave you guys. It's sort of just dissolved.
Ray nods.
Fine. So if this family dissolves and another one solidifies, you should... I didn't come here to talk about this.
He approaches an upright piano.
I don't know what your mom told you.
I really don't want to talk about mom with you.
Well, does she know that you're here?
Yeah. I was like, hey, mom, I'm going to skip school to confront my deadbeat dad.
I think you should call her and tell her you're here.
I'll think about it.
Well, look, I gotta get back to the office. I only come here for lunch.
Well, you should tell them that you're gonna be late, or stuck, or whatever.
Ray unfolds the medical form and gives Craig a cold stare. Craig glances down at the form, then looks at the teen.
Okay.
Turning his back, he pulls his cell phone from his pocket. He steps away and puts it to his ear.
Hey, it's me. One of my kids is sick, so I'm not going to be able to make it to the office today. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not sick.
At the townhouse.
Hey, Mom, is Ray down there?
Mags uses the phone.
Oh. Well, okay, he must be at Taylor's or something. Yeah, he probably did, but my phone was dead.
At Craig's house.
Stop!
Oh!
Cinda chases the running kids.
Are you going to stay for dinner? I don't know who to ask that to.
Ray pulls out his phone to find an incoming call from his mom. He puts the phone away. At the townhouse, Mags taps her own phone.
In because Ray's not in today, and we wanted to make sure it's an excused absence.
I got a call that Ray wasn't in school today. Well, it was dead.
Why didn't you call my landline? Yes, I have a landline.
At Craig's house, Ray lounges back on the sofa with his leg splayed. He anxiously taps his foot. Craig studies the medical form, then glances at the teenager.
I'm sorry if you're this way because of me. Are you this way because of me?
Ray sits up.
I'm a lot of things because of you. This isn't one of them.
Sorry.
At home.
If he finds him, he needs to tell me or everyone is grounded. You don't believe in grounding. Do you believe in missing children?
She's not missing. She's just not here.
Hello?
Oh. Oh, my God.
Franny and Dodo mouth words.
Oh, thank God.
Tell him I'll be right there. And I will...
Is it Craig?
Max holds up a hand.
Okay, great. I'll be right there.
He's in Pleasantville.
I don't want to be the one that says I told you so, but...
You didn't tell me so.
Well, I meant to.
Let's take the Rambler. I'm surprised he even recognized Ray.
Why have I been renting
cars?
Well,
we're going.
Oh, we're definitely going.
No, you're not.
In an old car, Mags drives while Dodo tunes the radio.
I don't think this is a radio time.
Why not?
Because it's not a road trip, it's a mission, and I'm freaking out.
Well, I'm not.
Please, Mom, stop.
I've never been in the back seat of this car before. There are 6 ashtrays.
Do you have your seatbelt on?
There aren't any back here.
How did we used to put Ray's car seat back there?
We'd rig it with a rope.
Mags drives the Rambler down a road. Resting her arms on the front seat, Franny smiles as she bounces in the back.
Sit back, please. Tie yourself down with the rope.
We should get the suspension.
Oh, you know, there might be a helmet back there, too, that we used to put on Maggie when we would take long drives.
That's ridiculous.
Franny finds it.
You know, the helmet was my idea.
Really?
Most parents would just throw their kids in the back, and they would bounce around like laundry, but not me. I got the helmet.
Safety first.
They drive across a bridge.
I think I have to find a bathroom.
In Craig's house, the little girl stares at Ray as they sit at a dining table. He wears a solemn expression. Ray glances at the girl. Craig serves himself food.
Are you friends with our dad?
Not really.
Are you friends with our mom?
No.
Cinda glances at Ray, then drops her gaze. Craig looks between the two younger children.
A long time ago, I had a different family. I wasn't married. But I had a kid. That kid is Ray.
Craig locks eyes with the teenager who looks away.
So you're like our brother?
Ray grins, then nods slowly.
Yeah.
Sorta.
His smile briefly fades.
Yeah.
Why sorta?
Because I was born in a girl's body.
But you're a boy.
Ray nods.
Can they fix it?
Mostly.
I'm a girl in a girl's body. I think.
That's good. You're lucky.
Thank you.
Now eat.
You're both lucky.
In the Rambler.
I think she's rushing into it.
Mom, not now.
Mags turns into a gas station.
Don't you, a little bit, feel like it's rushed?
They park beside a gas pump.
Dare I use the restroom here? What's the alternative? You always ask the difficult questions.
Dodo steps out. She walks toward the station, then returns to the car.
Hey, will you come stand guard just in case there's any truck stop nonsense? It might not have a lock.
We don't have time for this, Mom.
Okay, I'll pee standing up.
Franny steps out of the car and faces Mags.
I may not be married to her, but I'm married to her neuroses.
She follows Dodo.
It's a lose-lose.
Mags shakes her head as she pumps gas. She glances across the lot at Franny, who stands with her arms crossed near a sign reading toilet. Mags looks off thoughtfully. She quickly replaces the gas pump and climbs into the car.
Sorry, Moms. I'm freaking out with you.
Mags drives off.
Max, what the? Hey, come back!
Dodo whistles.
This is not funny. She's not funny. Did I say something again? Is that the problem? What do we...
At dusk, Mags turns on the Rambler's headlights as she drives. At his house, Craig sits with the little boy at the dinner table. Cinda feeds the infant.
You having another friend over?
I promise you, it's not a friend.
Craig opens the door for Mags.
Maggie? Thanks for calling.
Pleasure to see you.
Ray?
Again?
Ray stands in the kitchen.
Is he okay?
Come in. Again.
Mags enters the dining room.
Oh, I didn't realize you had company.
No, these are our older kids. This is Mia and Cole, and you remember Zoe?
You have three kids named Cole?
No, they're not all named Cole.
Four.
Well, if she's asking me, it's three.
Yeah, I have three kids.
Four.
Ray enters with a plate of food.
Oh, my God.
I cut it.
The teen sits.
Do you want to get that to go, honey?
I'm not leaving until he agrees to sign the papers.
Well, the thing is, your mother hasn't signed them either.
Mags and Craig step away.
Where are they? Give me the papers.
Something's happening.
All right, everybody. All right, come on.
Craig hands Mags the forms.
Can I have a pen?
He searches through a kitchen drawer. He pulls out a pen and sets it on the counter. Mags takes it and flattens the medical treatment papers.
What's the date?
This is insane.
Mags hesitates, then signs the document.
Jesus.
Ray peers into the kitchen from his seat at the dining table.
I didn't do anything. She just showed up.
He.
Sorry. He.
Mags clenches her eyes shut as a tear falls down her face.
She promised she'd never.
She wipes her eyes.
All I did was tell you that Ramona, that Ray was here. Okay? You're welcome.
No, don't. You're welcome me. You can't suddenly decide you have rights after 100 years of radio silence.
Well, Maggie,
and
whose fault was that?
Yours.
Mine.
Yeah, yours.
You slept with...
So the kind of girlfriend I was should have no bearing on what kind of parent you decided to be.
Don't use the word girlfriend like it takes some weight off your half. You slept with my brother!
Ray joins them.
You slept with Uncle... What's his name?
Matthew. Uncle Matthew.
You slept with Uncle Matthew?
Just say Matthew.
Mom!
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You go to your room. Someone's room.
You just go to someone's room.
Ray marches off. Mags wipes her face, then storms away.
Thanks a lot.
Damage you did to my family? I didn't speak to my brother for years! The freaking earth!
Blaming you doesn't change the fact that we both
messed up. I've done everything I possibly could, Maggie. I didn't miss a single... I did my best.
Ray listens.
That was your best, being gone for 10 years?
It was not gone, for Christ's sakes. I took her to lunches and...
One museum! You haven't seen her, him, since
I have been more present than most guys would have been in my position.
And what position is that? Being busy with your other kids?
The position of not actually being her father.
His father! His father!
Stop! Stop! Just stop! Stop! They ruined it! They ruined it! Stop! Stop it!
Mama! You ruined it! You ruined it! It's never gonna happen!
Mags follows Ray out to a deck. The teen doubles over, screaming, then violently pushes his mother away. Later, Mags drives the old family car down a dark road lined with trees. Ray sits in the front passenger seat with his head against the rain-flecked window. Driving through the rain, Mags turns the Rambler into the gas station and parks. The windshield wipers move over the foggy glass. Dodo and Franny approach from the station. Stepping out of the car, Mags faces them. The frowning older women stop and eye her.
I'm sorry.
Dodo raises a dismissive hand, and she and Franny climb into the back seat. Later, the family rides down a dark road.
Did you guys know that Uncle Matthew is my real dad?
Ray glances back at Dodo and Franny. He faces forward.
Great.
Mags glances at her son. Outside Dodo's townhouse, Ray marches down the sidewalk with the family trailing him. Inside, he storms off as the others file in. Entering last, Mag shuts the front door. She takes off her scarf and leans wearily against a mirror in the foyer. A glimpse shows Ray's room and smeared writing on the wall reading, "Nothing is permanent, life change." Ray looks at his stomach.
My whole life I've searched my body for scars. I've searched my body for scars. Because I know a part of me is missing.
A roving view moves down a dark city street.
Everyone assumes that who I am is connected to who they thought I was when I was born.
They're wrong.
Ray watches a video of himself.
When did I know I was definitely a boy? When did I know I was definitely a boy? Since I was four.
At dawn, light pink clouds streak across the blue sky. Wearing his knit hat, Ray gazes out at the city. In the dining room, Mag sits at the table with a skillet of scrambled eggs in front of her. Dodo enters and tosses down a newspaper.
Okay, I'm not going to interfere anymore. I don't want to get left at the gas station again, as it were.
Franny enters.
She's apologizing.
I'm apologizing.
We both are. We shouldn't have come.
Well, I still need the father's consent.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, considering that Ray's got two dads now. I mean, sorry, that slipped out.
Well, it didn't. That's two more fathers than you ever had.
True, and two more than Mags ever had. I mean, there's like dads coming out of the woodwork
abundance
everywhere.
Dads.
Mag sets down the skillet, and the older women stare at her. They share a glance. Mag sinks back to her seat. Fighting back tears, she looks at her mother.
Who will love him?
Franny watches them. Dodo places her hand on her daughter's.
He's my grandson.
Mags lowers her head, and her mother holds her as she trembles.
You're doing a good job.
In his bathroom, Ray looks at a small mirror. He gently runs a razor above his lips. Mags enters his bedroom, and Ray scowls at her through the doorway.
You don't have to talk to me.
She sits on the bed, and he prepares his toothbrush.
I know you're angry,
And you have a right to be.
He brushes his teeth.
I fucked up. I know that.
So not interested.
Ray, I love you.
He steps into his room.
I need to go to bed.
Mag stands and he pushes her along. Ray climbs into bed, glaring at his mother. He covers his head with the blanket and shuts off the light.
You're the reason I don't have a dad.
In a gymnasium, teenagers stand in line for new student registration.
I'm doing my best. Please.
Mom.
It's gonna be different.
A lot needs to be different before I can come here.
I know, but Craig is still your dad.
In the bleachers, Mags rubs her son's shoulder and nods to herself. Ray eyes her, then looks away.
I want to emancipate myself. From all of you.
It's not the way to go. Anyway, it's not that easy.
If it was easy, Mom, most kids would be doing it.
They watch students below with registration papers. A girl and her mom look over a form. Now the view from a corner shows rows of residential buildings. Leaving her mother's townhouse, Mags carries a small box by a string. She brings it to a trash can.
You must really hate whoever gave you that present.
It's a dead mouse.
She fumbles with the trash can lid. Matthew watches her.
Can I come in?
In the kitchen, Mags pulls her hair away from her neck. She glances back, then paces to a counter. She grabs two mugs and adds a tea bag to each, placing the rest of the tea bags in a glass. Setting the mugs on the center island, she lights the stove. Across the counter, Matthew watches her. Mags eyes him, and he shifts his weight.
I'm not talking first.
She sets down the lighter.
I hate your brother.
Okay.
I hate him for everything he's done or not done. But I hate him especially now for talking to you.
Okay.
And I hate you too.
He lifts his brow.
Okay.
For coming here.
Okay.
And for saying okay over and over again, which is worse than not saying anything at all.
All right.
And I hate myself. In case anyone's wondering. So don't feel especially special or anything.
I don't.
Good.
He steps closer to her. She looks away.
You were, though. Used to be.
Leaning back against the island, Matthew nods, then shakes his head and looks off.
I wish you chose me.
They lock eyes. Mags drops her gaze.
Would you have chosen us?
I'd like to think so.
I'd rather not think so. Otherwise, I don't know. So tell me you wouldn't have. Just tell me. You wouldn't have.
Matthew gazes at her.
I wouldn't have.
Good.
Downstairs, Franny and Dodo listen.
Can you?
They creep into the dining room. Both women peer up at the ceiling.
I don't hear any slamming.
In the kitchen, Matthew looks at Mags, who averts her gaze.
I could have been there for him.
Ray descends the stairs with a friend and spots Matthew.
You remember...
Uncle Matthew.
Can you say Matthew?
Matthew.
The blonde girl walks downstairs.
Did you see what Jenny Schwartz was wearing today?
Shut up.
What? I thought you loved her.
I don't love her. I'd hit that, but I don't love her.
Language.
Hit that?
I hate that.
Hey, Mrs. Ray's mom.
Hey, Jesse. Taylor. Spoon.
The teenagers leave.
Is that your dad?
I don't have a dad.
He's a good kid.
I'll talk to you.
Mags forces a smile as Matthew grabs his coat and goes.
Come on in.
Downstairs, small tribal statues stand by a mirror. Matthew walks into the piano room and Dodo follows. Franny sits in a chair.
Matthew. I don't remember. Do you drink?
No, yeah, not this early. Thanks.
Well, we didn't ask you over to have a drink.
Dodo sits near Franny, and they study the scruffy man.
He's gotten a little thick around the middle.
Well,
so have we.
Well, no, it's just a support brace. I mean, I probably am a little thicker around the middle, but there's also...
Yeah, we don't need to see your bra. What we want to know is what you're doing back in the picture, and if you really know what you're getting into. Do you really know what you're getting into?
No, I don't.
The women share a look.
Good answer. That is a good answer.
Outside a subway entrance, Dodo paces on the sidewalk. She smiles as Ray climbs up the stairs. He wears headphones connected to his phone. She grabs at his phone.
Ray, look, sometimes I'm wrong. Not often, but sometimes. And I thought you were too young to know what you wanted, but you do know. And I was just afraid. And now I realize that, well, who you are and who I love is staying the same. And everything that's changing is just details.
Ray removes his headphones.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that it's about time that we had a man in this family.
Dodo smiles.
Want to listen to a new beat I made from an old jazz sample?
Yeah.
He slips his headphones on his grandmother's head and taps his phone screen. Smiling, they continue down the sidewalk together. In the townhouse, Ray gazes out a window. Outside, Craig sits on the front stoop, thumbing his phone. Mags approaches and stares at him.
I had a conference in the city.
And?
And I thought I'd stop by and lay some heavy shit on you. You ever heard of that?
You need a better opener.
I came to apologize.
Thank you.
Across the street, Matthew steps out of his pickup truck. He approaches, and Craig knits his brow.
I didn't realize I'd be interrupting anything.
It's not anything. I mean, it's something.
Well, he certainly wasn't invited. It's just... You called Matthew and told him, and now he's here, and we're all just...
Maggie,
he didn't tell me anything.
I did tell him. I told you that your affair with my wife
girlfriend
makes you Ramona's father, but she's still my daughter. Son, shit. I want to be involved. I'm not going away. I want to be here.
He's not interested.
I didn't come here for you. I came here for Ray. Matthew told me that Ray told him that he doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a father.
Inside, Ray steps away from the window. A close view scans over colored pencils, paintbrushes, and art supplies. A sketchbook shows a painting of a cartoon bear. Ray enters.
I thought you were at Taylor's.
What was going on out there?
Mag sips from a glass of water.
He was being a douche. Jerk.
She grins. Picking up an envelope, she holds it out to Ray. The red-haired teenager eyes her as he takes it. Mags watches her son as he unfolds the medical form. His chin trembles. Mags reaches over to him. Looking at his mother, Ray nods and grins widely.
This blue ink ran out.
He points to a multicolored signature on the form. Mags smiles. Ray grins at his mother, then stares at the form. His chin quivers. At night, he turns a dial on a piece of audio equipment, then flips a switch. He hits a button. Ray dances wildly, bobbing his head from side to side. He jumps around his tiny bedroom, waving his arms and legs. He pumps his fists in the air and grins.
I didn't know you were home.
And do you always play it this loud when I'm not home?
Only when I'm really, really, really happy.
Ray removes his sweatshirt. The signed medical form lies near his headphones.
It is really hot in here. I wear a lot of shit.
He starts to climb onto his bed, but stops and watches his mother. Mag stands before a small round mirror and brushes her hair. She puts on moisturizer. Ray slowly approaches her. Mags rubs her neck, then smiles at her son.
I'd like to know all those people.
She studies him.
Like Dad and Matthew, or Dad Matthew, or whatever.
Oh. Okay.
And Cinda and those kids.
Okay.
With a sad smile, she nods.
We can take it at your pace.
Ray grins and climbs onto his bed. In the doctor's office, Ray sits with Mags, Dodo, and Franny.
Let's talk about Ray.
The doctor holds a vial.
Okay, now I'm gonna show you how to use this, right? It's not very complicated.
Later, Dodo, Franny, Mags, and Ray exit the building. Dodo hails a cab, and Mags steps forward.
Can I take this?
What?
Oh. Do you mind?
Yeah. All right.
See you then.
You're welcome.
Lay out things that you need to know when administering testosterone.
In the office, Mags rubs Ray's back.
A couple of do's and don'ts. Right, Ray?
He nods. In the cab with his mom, Ray smiles tearfully. His chin trembles. Mags puts her arm around her son and pulls him close. The teen rests his head on his mother's shoulder.
Thank you.
Mag shuts her eyes, smiling faintly. Sitting up, Ray wipes a tear from his cheek. He holds a hand to his chest and tries to compose himself. Mags kisses his forehead. In a restaurant, Ray and Mags enter the main dining area. They spot Craig's family sitting at a table behind a partition. Ray nods. He walks away. In a bathroom, he steps to a mirror and takes off his hat. Franny and Dodo join Mags.
It was cold.
They kiss her cheeks.
Everybody's there, huh? What do you think?
Sake.
Let's do
Sake
it.
Time.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Ray splashes water on his face. He grabs a towel from a hook and dries himself. In the dining room, Franny and Dodo join Craig's family.
I'm my grandma, and my name is Dodo, like the bird.
Mags watches.
I'm Francis. You can call me honey.
Ray returns, talking briefly to his mom as he passes. He approaches the table and beams at Craig. They hug. Still watching from a distance, Mag smiles faintly. A hostess takes her coat. Craig talks with Ray. Mag gazes at the group, her eyes glistening. Ray chats with Matthew. Fixing her hair and sweeping her bangs to the side, Mags approaches the table. Ray takes a video of her with his cell phone. Craig stands. Sitting between Craig and Ray, Mags looks at her son, who keeps the phone aimed. She pushes it down. Ray records his mom with the phone.
Sweetheart, will you please put that down?
I'm proud of you.
Mag's mouths, I'm proud of you. Ray grins and she rubs his back. Mag's beams at her smiling son. Cut to black. Remaining opening titles. Radius TWC presents, Big Beach presents, A Big Beach production, an in-film production, Naomi Watts, Elle Fanning, and Susan Sarandon. End credits appear. Directed by Gabby Dalal. Written by Nicole Beckwith and Gabby Dalal. Produced by Dorothy Berwin, PGA, Gabby Dalal, PGA. Produced by Mark Turtletaub, PGA, and Peter Saraf, PGA. Executive producers, Naomi Watts, Peter Pastorelli. Executive producers, Leah Holzer, Danielle Malia. Executive producers, Bob Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein. Director of photography, David Johnson, BSC. Production designer, Stephanie Carroll. Edited by Jeff Betancourt, Joe Landauer. Costume designer, Arjun Basin. Music by Wes Dylan Thordson. Music supervisors, Sue Jacobs, Joe Rudge. Casting by Douglas Abel and Stephanie Holbrook. Tate Donovan, Linda Emond, Sam Trammell, Jordan Carlos, Maria Dizia. Credits roll. Line producer, Marshall Johnson. Production supervisor, Kurt Enger. First assistant director, Ina Broud. Second assistant director, Anne-Marie Dentisi. Co-producers, Caroline Orr, Simon White. Elle Fanning as Ray. Linda Emond as Frances. Susan Sarandon as Dolly. Naomi Watts as Maggie. Andrew Polk as Dr. Brillstein. Marcos A. Gonzalez as John the Doorman. Antonio Ortiz as Taylor. Tessa Albertson as Spoon. Marquise Rodriguez as Jesse. Gamila Wright as DSS worker. Jordan Carlos as Jake. Elle Winter as Lola Johnson. Luca De Oliveira as Boy and Alley. Francesca Keller as Girl and Alley. Jin S. Kim as Man on Fire Escape. Maria Dizia as Cinda. Tate Donovan as Craig. Sam Trammell as Matthew. Susan Blackwell as Real Estate Agent. Max Simpkins as Cole. Matea Maria Conforti as Mia. Stunt Coordinator Manny Severio. Stunt Skateboarder Leo Gutman. Ray, Dolly Stunt Double, Abby Nelson. Maggie Stunt Double, Stephanie Finocchio. Art Director Meredith Lippincott. Art Department Coordinator Melissa B. Miller. Clearances, Marianne Barthelemy. Art Production Assistant, Richard Lieberman. Art Department Assistant, Samudrika Arora. A Camera Steadicam Operator, David Eisern. B Camera Operator, Michael Fuchs. iPhone Camera Operator, Alan Gastelum. First Assistant Camera, Stephen McBride. Second Assistant Camera, Jameson Henson. B Camera First Assistant Camera, Jenny Jedry. B Camera Second Assistant Camera, Bobby Arnold. Additional B Camera Assistant Cameras, Carolyn Pender, Corey Gegner. DIT Guillermo Tunyon. Loader Kate Kennedy. Still Photographers, Sarah Schatz, Walter Thompson. Gaffer, Nina Kuhn. Best Boy Electric, Meg Schrock. Electrician, Lydia Sudal. Additional Electric, Blaine Chow. Key Grip, Glenn Engels. Best Boy Grip, Pat Barker. Dolly Grip, Charlie Johnston. Additional Grips, Rob Sudano, Glenn Engels III. Property Master, Matthew Marks. Assistant Property Master, Brittany West. Prop Truck Driver, Alicia McDaniel. Songs, On the Roof, written by Stephen Warbeck, performed by Elle Fanning. I Wanna Be Your Everything, written by Winfred Lovett, performed by Elle Fanning. Needles in the Camel's Eye, written by Brian Eno and Phil Manzanera, performed by Grays. Fit In, written and performed by K.T. Tunstall. Big Beach, Radius TWC. Copyright 2016, Big Beach LLC. All rights reserved.